welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. Once again, my name is Peter Morden. I'm the team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds, a church that in normal times operates across three sites in North Leeds. It's been a great privilege to give this podcast on a regular basis, and it continues to be a privilege and a challenge for me personally. God bless you for listening in. We continue today in our series in 2 Corinthians. We are reading the passage 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 to 13, and we will do that after prayer. Lord, we thank you for all that you have given us in the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for all that we are in Christ. Loved, saved, forgiven. As Paul has said earlier in this letter, new creations in Christ. There's so much more that we could say, so much more that may well be on our hearts, just thanking you and praising you. But now we want to thank you by paying attention to your word, by asking for the Holy Spirit to give us the eyes of faith to see what you want to show us, and open ears to hear what you want to say to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 6, as I said, and verses 3 to 13, Paul is speaking to us here about his hardships. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonour, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We're not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Well, Paul gives a passionate defence of his ministry, and this opens a window onto his character and way of life. We see so many things here. We might note that he is pure and patient, kind and loving. He speaks truly, he works hard and engages in cutting-edge spiritual warfare. Most of all, he is genuine. Today we might use the word authentic. Paul is the antithesis of the smooth-talking, double-dealing super apostles who oppose him. In place of spin and sleight of hand, he offers straight talking and transparency. In modelling all of these Christ-like qualities, he is an example for all Christians today. One of the most striking things about Paul is the way he shows these qualities in the midst of extraordinary, sustained pressure. He endures through numerous hardships and difficulties. I heard of a Christian leader who once deliberately shook a table on which several drinks had been placed, spilling the drinks. And then he asked the startled people with him, "When someone shakes you, what comes out?" Paul has been repeatedly shaken by terrible trials, and yet what has come out of him time and time again is the love of Christ. What was his secret? Well, first of all, he knows that he possesses everything, despite appearances to the contrary. And this isn't so much a reference to his calling as an apostle, although he counts this a great and a wonderful privilege. It is much more, though, the simple and yet profound truth that he is a new creation in Christ. It's his status as a Christian believer, pure and simple, that makes pure Paul rich and which leads him to rejoice. And then secondly, he knows God's power. It's thanks to the indwelling Holy Spirit that Paul is able to survive and indeed thrive in this difficult and demanding work. We live in different times to Paul. Difficult and dangerous times, but different times nevertheless. And we will also have different callings to the Apostle Paul. And yet we have the same status and the same power. And consequently, we too can do God's work in God's way, rejoicing as we do so. I encourage you to reach out to God again today and to know the joy of being secure in Christ and to know his power filling your life from the inside out. If we take these things with us into the day or into whatever is left of the day, we can be strong in difficult times. Final illustration that might help us to understand. I don't know if you watch the wildlife programs that sometimes go down into the deepest, darkest depths of the sea. And the pressure is huge, and you think that nothing can survive there. And then suddenly swimming into shot is this amazing fish, this gnarled creation that looks so strange and yet can survive under great pressure at these depths. What is the secret of this fish? Has it got an incredibly strong outer skeleton? No, that's not how it survives. That's not how it avoids just imploding under the pressure. It survives because of the pressure that it has within, pressing outwards, helping it to keep its shape. We really can survive and thrive in ministry, whatever that ministry may be, whatever our calling is, if the pressure pushing out from within us, the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory and wonder of our status in Christ, the power of God, if this is within us, sustaining us, then we will survive the deepest, darkest depths because God will be with us and he will see us through. Encourage you today as we come in prayer to God to lift to him some of the particular pressures that you face personally, pressures in life and pressures in ministry. It may be that you are working hard on a hospital ward. It may be that you are working in difficult circumstances as a teacher. And again, we can insert in this place whatever profession, whatever trade, whatever ministry is relevant to you. It may be that you remain in isolation. It may be that you are in difficult family circumstances. Lift those real pressures to God now. Lord, we recognize the pressure that we're under. And that pressure can seem very great. Unsurprising, for that is the reality of our lives. Lord, sometimes it seems like we're down in the depths, many fathoms below the surface. And yet, Lord, we can survive. We can swim out into the remainder of the day because of what you put within us, the power of the Holy Spirit, the sure and certain knowledge of our status as Christian believers, those who are new creatures in Christ. Fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. Convince us, convict us of these things, and just turn up the pressure inside of us so that we don't implode. And may people see and wonder and put their trust in you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.